the annual North Dakota Golden Rule Gelvy and Balancer sale is this weekend. And again, another impressive lineup from those producers. And so run me through some of the stats of this year's sale, David. What do we have to offer?
Well, there's this year we have 25 Gelvy and Balancer lots from producers in North Dakota, Minnesota, and South Dakota. I think there's a really strong set of bred females, open females, yearling bulls, pick of the herd lots, and embryo lots this year. A little different on that end. We haven't in the past had those, so it's exciting to add, you know, the pick of the herd lots and the embryo lots to the sale this year. Again, this year we'll have the sale at the Baymont Inn and Suites in Mandan with the cattle housed at Kiss Livestock at 3:45 in the afternoon on Sunday, January 26th. We will start off the day's activities with a roundtable discussion with some speakers at the Baymont and go over some of the, you know, the benefits of using Gelvy and Balancer genetics in a commercial operation, as well as what some of the industry experts are looking for with how to handle and manage your cattle. And then from there, we'll move into the sale, which starts at 5 o'clock. It's a video auction with, like I said, all the animals being housed at Kist, but the auction itself being held at the Baymont. The sale will be broadcast on DV Auction. And once at the conclusion of the sale, we will have some junior, North Dakota Junior Gelvy Association items to sell to support the juniors in the state, and a meal after that with some, you know, kind of a social hour and some a chance to sit down and talk with guys after the sale. So I think we have a pretty good, you know, lineup for the day on Sunday before, during, and after the sale. And I think the cattle this year are, you know, there might not be as many lots, but I think the quality is as good as we've ever had out at the sale.
Mm-hmm. And David, for those not familiar, help familiarize us, especially with that Balancer breed of cattle. A lot of people have heard of Gelvy, maybe not Balancer. And I, you know, that roundtable discussion and you're having before the sale about, you know, really how do we market those cattle to commercial cattlemen? Have we seen maybe a little bit of an uptick, you know, of selling to commercial cattlemen with these specific breeds, you know, over the past years?
Yeah, there's been some efforts made by the American Gelvy Association to really promote the breed within the commercial cattle sector. And I think the, you know, the one real positive of the Gelvy breed is the Gelvy-influenced female is a really popular female as you move throughout the country. According to data from the Meat Animal Research Center, Gelvy cows are the smallest mature frame size and overall cow weight out of any of the continental breeds, you know, including Simmental, Charolais, Limousine, you know, those sorts of breeds. So I think that there's, you know, there's a real place for Gelvy influenced females in the commercial sector. If you take that Gelvy bull and you cross them with, you know, an Angus or a Red Angus female, or even a Hereford female for that matter, any of the British breeds, I think you can really end up with just a super nice set of sound functional females with high milk output and cows that can really bring in a big calf at weaning that represents a large percentage of their body weight. And then the, you know, you get those calves, those, the steer mates and the feeder heifer mates to those really good, you know, Galvey influenced females. You get those, you know, you get those crossbred females into the, or crossbred calves into the feedlot. And from what we've seen, you know, at a national level, and even what we've seen here at our own farm, those balancer calves do fully as well on feed as any set of calves that we've had here or, you know, encountered throughout the country. My brother is a consulting nutritionist who covers a large portion of the Northern Plains, stopping with different cow-calf producers and feedlots. And he, from his experience, you know, the Galvey balancer-influenced calves do really, really well on feed. They get that, that heterosis to them with a Galvey Angus cross, and they really take off. They quality grade really well, and you're not getting those really big carcasses that maybe you can see with a maybe a different breed, but it the balancer and, you know, Galvey influenced calves are really make a nice set.